The American dream rejects us. The prospect of earned respect through hard work is suspect at best. Beneath the weight of economic neglect, like pyramid boulders that slump our shoulders, that make us colder when they say Giza wasn't built by slaves. That just means in some way they were paid, but that didn't make them free. Society has never been more controlled than by the power of the paycheck. My mother had this idea that was crazy, about making money to free me from a system that would fine me, bind me, charge me, and fine me, hold me, control me, and hang me from a rope made by men for the hope of a dollar with a picture on the back of a pyramid that watches their every move. My mother had this idea. I just wanted to be a poet. And one time, I got sneered at because I couldn't know of hard work or struggle, but ask me. I've been carjacked, commissioned, shot at, kidnapped, beat up, broke down, broke ass, homeless, foodless, fearful, but cared for. Someone cared enough to give me my voice. One voice among billions on a planet among trillions in a world where men's noise fills in the gaps between wind and thunder. And I wonder if my 1% brothers could understand this dichotomy, could understand the solidarity of our fists in the air in America's night, pumping for our chance to stand equal with the elite. Even if we come from the streets outside Wall Street.